in Baghdad. Iraq's interim parliament met for its first session today behind the heavily fortified walls of the Green Zone. Joining us now is New York Times reporter Edward Wong, who attended today's historic events, and it's nice of you to join us on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
We understand that the assembly opening was a largely symbolic event. The various parties have yet to agree on a new government.
That's right. There has been a hope for the last several weeks that by the time the assembly met, a new government would be installed. But the two biggest winners of the elections, the Shiites and the Kurds, have been negotiating, and they haven't been able to come to terms on an agreement yet. Their leaders say they're close, but there's still some major issues. And so when the assembly met today, it was mostly to go through some formal speeches and an oath of office.
And so the parliament has met, it has taken its seats in accordance with the law, but it will be, at least according to some of the speakers today, at least a couple of days more before the agreement could go ahead on the government.
That's right. The opinion ranges widely from different people involved in the negotiations. I heard today from some of the politicians that it might take a few days, and the Shiite nominee for the office of prime minister said it could take as long as 2 weeks. So the negotiations have already taken much longer than anyone had ever expected. So I don't think people at this point are really ready to place bets on how much longer it'll take.
What was the mood like today?
It was a fairly serious mood. I think a lot of people who came to the building seem to be taking their job seriously. They seem to understand, at least, that today was a historic occasion, even if it was primarily ceremonial, and that their jobs were imbued with a sense of history, in that this was the first elected parliament in 50 years. And so I think that there was a certain sense of gravitas to the situation.
The Kurdish leader, Jalal al-Talabani, who's expected, if this deal goes ahead, to be the president of Iraq, gave a speech that reminded everybody there that this is the anniversary of Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons attack on the Kurdish town of Halabja. From the mountains in the north to the marshes of the south through the center of Iraq, rivers of blood flowed, he said. Now we will choose a government with freedoms almost unparalleled in the east. This was an emotional moment for him.
That's right. For the Kurds, a lot of the freedoms that they've won since the invasion of Iraq have been fairly emotional. Even more than the Shiites, when I visit Kurdistan, I hear the Kurds talk with great passion about the oppression that they suffered under Saddam's government. And the massacre in Halabja is a huge touchstone for the Kurds. And I think now part of the reason why the negotiations are so tough at this point is because the Kurds see this as their moment to try and guarantee their rights in the face of what they see as historical era of chauvinism. And so they're not willing to give up easily on the terms that will let them secure their future.
What about the parties that largely did not participate in Iraq's election? That's the Sunni Arabs. Were they active, vocal, those who were in parliament today?
There were a couple of speakers, and the most prominent Sunni who spoke was Sheikh Ghazi al-Yawar, who's the current president of Iraq. And afterwards, the Sunnis who I spoke to, the Sunni politicians like Haitham al-Hassani, who is also in the same party as Sheikh Ghazi, he said that he felt the Shiites and the Kurds have been fairly inviting to the Sunnis, and that the Sunnis weren't feeling left out at this point, but that it was still important to make sure that the Sunnis are included in the new government.
Edward Wong, thank you very much for being with us.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Edward Wong of the New York Times covered today's meeting of the Iraqi National Assembly in Baghdad. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.